Hello, and welcome to Single Unexpectedly. My church is a tough place for a single woman. Now don't misunderstand me, I love my church. It's a wonderful church. I love my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ there. They are sincere, God-fearing, Christ-exalting people who walk alongside me, encourage me, teach me, and even admonish me lovingly when I need it. They are my spiritual family, and I feel so blessed to fellowship, worship, and live out my Christian life among them. But most of the women in my congregation are married with multiple children. Take a look around on a typical Sunday, and it appears that every woman has a ring on her finger, a baby in her arms, and kids in tow. There are newlywed women sharing Bibles with their husbands, soon-to-be mothers showing off their baby bumps, proud grandmothers telling stories about their grandchildren. Next to so many wives and mothers who seem to be blossoming like tulips in a meadow, a ringless, childless woman like me can feel like stinkweed growing under a freeway overpass. Well, of course I'm not stinkweed, but if you've been single long past your expectations, you know the feeling. Ever since you were a little girl putting bath towels over your head pretending they were bridal veils, and arranging your stuffed animals in two rows, pretending they were wedding guests. Was I the only one who did that? You've been looking forward to two things, being a wife and being a mother. If you were like me, like most girls, in fact, no one had to tell you to expect that. It was just supposed to happen, right? You may not have known where you'd be working when you grew up, where you'd be living, even what you'd look like as an adult. But you knew one day you'd be just like your mom, married with children. Not getting to that much anticipated place as you turn 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, and even beyond is more than just a little disappointing. It can be absolutely devastating. I remember my singleness hitting me pretty hard the year after both my parents passed away. Dad died first, followed by Mom 7 months later. The year before their deaths had been an emotional roller coaster, spiritually and physically exhausting, filled with doctor's appointments, pharmacy runs, emergency room visits, and finally hospice vigils. I was still grieving over my parents' death when a married couple from my church took me out to lunch one day. John, a deacon from my church, and his wife Carol had been good friends for years and had become very dear to me during a most difficult time in my life. They took me to a great chicken and biscuit place, one of my favorite restaurants. The chicken was savory. The biscuits were hot and flaky, but I just couldn't enjoy them as much as I usually did. I told John and Carol I really missed my parents, but I also missed something else, being somebody. My eyes welled up with tears as I picked over my lunch and said, I was their daughter. That's who I've been all my life. But now that Mom and Dad are gone, who am I? I'm not really their daughter anymore. And here I am in my 40s. I thought for sure I'd be married with kids by now. I always thought I'd have a family to comfort me when my parents passed away. But here I am, all alone. I'm not a wife. I'm not a mother. I'm not a daughter. I'm nobody. I'm just nothing. Just a big nothing. Now, John is a very friendly and good-natured man. Always has a warm smile on his face and a kind word to share. I don't think I've ever seen him in a bad mood. But that day after I said those words, he gave me a look of deep concern. I'll never forget that look. He said, Janice, you are not nothing. Who are you, Janice? You know the answer to that question. After a long pause, I said somewhat timidly, I'm a child of God. Yes, you are, John said. You're a child of Almighty God. You're a daughter of the King. You're a member of the family of God. Carol and I are your sister and brother, and we will always be your sister and brother for all eternity. Think about it, he said. Carol and I, we won't be husband and wife in heaven. We won't be married there. But the three of us will always be brother and sisters in Christ. Doesn't that mean something to you? Or are you so focused on marriage, you can't see the awesome family God has placed you in? Carol piped in, Janice, I would love to see you married. I pray that the Lord will provide a husband for you someday. But he may not. We don't know what his plans are for you, but you will always be our sister. You will always be in God's family. Listen, if you're a single Christian woman over 30, don't just blow by that. It's so easy to take it for granted. Yeah, I'm a child of God. I'm in the family of God. Big deal. So what? John and Carol's words really struck a chord with me that day. Marriage and family, being a wife and a mother, as wonderful as those blessings are, they're temporary. They're for this life only. I know you want that identity. I do too. But the identity we have in Christ is for all eternity. Don't focus so much on the temporary that you lose sight of the eternal. The Church of God is a real family. It's not just a nice abstract idea. Jesus said in Matthew 12:48-50, Who is my mother? And who are my brothers? Pointing to his disciples, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. The church family is an incredible reality. As a single woman, even in the midst of your longing to be married, live as much as you can in that wonderful reality. No, it's not the same as having a husband or biological children. But the church family is a fascinating thing. It's both an organization and a living organism. It's both universal and local. It has one foot in the physical, involving real people congregating in an actual location, and one foot in the supernatural, connecting members both here on earth and those in the presence of the Lord, crossing the boundaries of space and time. In a way, it's kind of like brunch, that peculiar combination of breakfast and lunch. Now, with brunch, you don't get quite everything you get at breakfast. No banana pancakes or waffles, no cinnamon raisin oatmeal. But you do get some breakfast things like ham and pastries and English muffins. And you get things that you never see at breakfast. Tasty cucumber sandwiches, fresh strawberry walnut salads, deviled eggs and mimosas. Oh, yum. I love brunch. But I digress. My point is, like brunch, the church is a unique combination. It's a combination of a physical and spiritual family. You don't get everything you get with the physical family, but you get some really cool spiritual stuff too. There is the possibility of strong, long-lasting, satisfying relationships in the church because of the shared Holy Spirit of God connecting our hearts and minds and the shared blood of Jesus Christ running through our veins. It is a deep, abiding bond that sometimes even husbands and wives who share a marital bed don't necessarily have. And though you may never have biological children or leave behind physical descendants, you could have spiritual children and leave behind a godly legacy. Think of the many lives touched by faithful lifelong singles like Sunday school pioneer Henrietta Mears, hymn writer Margaret Clarkson, and pastor trainer Richard Odom. Like them, you can lead others to Christ and pour your heart and soul into other Christians, helping them to grow strong in the faith. If you're a single Christian woman longing for meaning and purpose, grab hold of your identity in Christ. Own it. Embrace it. Live in it. It was purchased for you on the cross at a great price. Blessing single sisters. You may not be married, but you are loved by God.